Like, what kind of accent's he talking? and what kind of words, like, different people use?
At the end of the take, you want to go, I think you really need to... What
I've got to get, because this will go, isn't it? Good mark.
Did she send for you?
No, she said come to me because I'm behind without being aware. See ya.
Bye.
I'm getting out.
Yeah. Smell of garlic. Might be my tuna and the sandwiches.
No, it's not.
I've just had a polo. Do you want one? Ayuna's bag. They're not knickers, it's a flipping camisole. Ayuna's knickers. Oh yeah, she's going to do a knickers on the floor.
She has
got some work. They're not going to wear them again. Honestly. Do you remember telling me the other day about this bra top thing she's got? And how it's got a hole in it, and she was trying to think back how it got this hole in it, and she remembered that Mark put his finger through it. No, it's Mark. I can remember it happening when she said it, actually.
A bit like, she doesn't like people,
doesn't she? What? I went out with him.
Mark
Neil. He does, he looks just like him. Emma went out with him for about 2 months.
No. Did I see him when we were in the fair? I saw you in the fair with Jamal and all those boys.
Blonde one.
I don't know, I didn't tell
you.
Was like
still around. I think so. I think he was there.
Was it not?
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was.
Was it C-17?
He was a tall blonde one.
Because she wasn't a skeleton. Hello? What's that?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Why? scraping everyone's conversation.
Pardon?
Oh, they're all just falling to pieces. Can I have the rest?
Thank you for what?
Oh,
jeez.
Conversation.
I'm taping it now.
Caroline and somebody who is unknown. She's always been alright with me, you know, so I can't say about anybody else. I mean, she's always been really nice to me, but, like, them people she goes around, well, she used to go around with, like, Lisa, Vicky and all that lot. And when she used to go around with them, she used to be bitching them off behind the back and going, oh, you're my best friend, to their faces. It's like me and you, really. I know, I'll bitch about you. I'm saying how much I hate you, just all the time. I suppose it's a bit like me and Joanne, really. I mean, I'm a bit nasty to her behind her back, really. Only to you, I'm not nasty with anybody else about her.
You just want to give
her
back, personally.
She's all right, actually. Sometimes she just aggravates me, though. I mean, she's a nice enough person, but she just gets in a strop so easily. And, you know. Yeah, probably. I think she'll always be like it though, because her mum's just the same. She's just like her mum. You know. Her mum got in a strop the other day because she couldn't go round down the fucking club and have a fag. Her mum's giving up smoking. So Joanne's really worried now. The old Joe. I know someone who had that done, and I know someone who had their voice box taken out. They had cancer of the throat. Burning his own one. Well, they cut them out. Why?
People
can't
speak.
Yeah. They can't speak after that.
No, I'd leave if I were you. That is just really sexy, isn't it? What can you say? Pop sock. Oh, no way. That is
the design of home.
Yeah.
Oh God, having problems putting a very tight on. Nearly black. God knows, my mum. Oh, nice. Oh, my knees face each other, it's sick. No, it isn't. They face each other anyway. Too thin at the ankle. Looks sick. Oh yes, yes she has. Yeah, but they're fat. They're horrible. They are. They're all purple at the ankle. Oh, she's got thin. You don't pull them if they've got a hole in already, because that's death. But you see, like, look, like with that one. There you see, I've just cured that one. Look, that one. Really good.
Brian struck up again today.
Oh,
it was really funny.
Brian's not very
strong. He called her childish, so she had a bit of a Benny. It was dead funny.
Where does Brian hail from?
Brian?
Yeah.
I think. Not Greenland, maybe Woodrow South. So we probably won't get on too well with someone from Inkbury.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure that not everybody is.
Well, she comes out with such a load of claptrap, she doesn't know what she's talking about most of the time. Are you and Dad going to buy a box each? Or are you going to buy a box and I'll get rid of the other two to Joanne and Emma? Because I might be able to cart them off to Joanne and Emma to give them to their mums on Mother's Day.
Well, you can buy me a box for Mother's Day. That's a good idea.
We never buy you anything on Mother's Day. You get a card and be happy with it.
I'm deciding I want something this year.
Oh, I want two presents a year for birthday, Christmas and Children's Day.
There isn't one.
I've just invented one.
No, you can't have one. You can't have a Children's Day because you don't do anything.
Yes, we do. We'll give you all the love and support you need. I was talking about you today in English.
Oh, goodness.
Well, they were talking about the 11 plus, you see. Yeah. And they said, whose parents took it? So I went. and she goes, and did they both pass? She was expecting me to say yes. I goes, no, my mum failed. she goes, but your father liked it, did he? And I goes, no, he hated it. He used to get detention every day for not wearing his cap. He hated it and didn't do any work. Because she was expecting me to trot out something like, yes, both my parents went to grammar school, like everybody else's parents were, you know, they were all saying, yes, my parents went to grammar school and they got these got qualifications and everything. I can't believe it though, there's a load of people in our class and like, you know, all their parents are all these things and they're not exactly brilliant, they're children. You know, like Olivia, both her parents are teachers and all this business.
Mm.
You know,
I don't have any time.
She's not much to shout about, you know, intelligence wise.
Who was that with, Miss?
My mum failed. Which said, why? I goes, well, all the questions were maths and science, and she wasn't any good at that. Would Grandma and Grandad let you go anyway? Would they let you go if you passed?
Oh, yeah.
Well, some parents didn't like it, did they? Didn't want their children to go to it.
No. Well, it was a fixed system anyway.
Yeah.
If you were well-to-do, you went. Grammar schools, in the grammar school like your dad went to, I mean it was a really, you know, it was a grammar school, it wasn't anything like it is now.
Well, there was two grammar schools in Lincoln though, weren't there?
Well, there was the city school and the Lincoln school.
The Lincoln school.
The Lincoln school was is Christ Hospital.
Well, weren't there girls?
There was the Christ Hospital, which was the girls' high school.
Weren't there another boys? One girls one or whatever? Was there just
no,
the
there
boys
just,
and the girls?
No, there was one girls' school, which was Christ Hospital, which
yeah.
was up Lindham Hill.
Mm.
And there was the city school, which was on Monk's Road. And there was the Lincoln School, which was on Rugby Road, which
where
is now Christ Hospital.
Yeah, where was Christ Hospital then?
Christ Hospital was on Lindham Hill.
Where?
Christ Hospital was...
Where the college is now, that art college.
Yeah, you know halfway up Lindham Hill there's three stone steps?
Yeah.
Then you went up there and there's them buildings sort of on the top, isn't
yeah.
that these? And so you start to go up and there's building across and there's like it's the school there.
Right.
And that's Christ Hospital. Or was.
Or was.
And that was the girls' grammar school. And then there was the city school where your dad went and there was the Lincoln school.
Was that co-ed?
Was on Rugby Road. What?
Was it boys and girls?
No. There was the girls' school and there was the two boys' schools.
That's a bit unfair.
Wasn't another grammar. Wasn't another girls' grammar school. What was Spring Hill? I don't know. Spring Hill was, I think.
Girls?
Yeah. Spring Hill was a grammar school. Yeah, because girl I went to school, she went on to Spring Hill when she was 15. So you could go on to grammar school when you was 15 then, as well as going at 11.
Yeah.
If you failed the 11 plus, then if you was clever enough, you could take an exam, like an entry exam, to go. It's sort of, if you improved from 11 to 15, you could take an entry exam to go into grammar school then, so that you could take your GCSEs.
Like, but like Miss said, some of the stuff they did was so rubbish. I mean, like, there's somebody she knew who their son failed the 11 plus twice, and now they've got their PhD. But they failed their 11 plus twice, but now they've got their PhD. You know, it's so stupid, isn't it?
It's too young an age to
assess,
judge people and split them like that. Too young.
I mean, it might be alright for the more intelligent people or whatever, because they get the best teachers then, don't they? But I mean, for the other people, it's just... it's just rejection, isn't it?
Well, I wasn't stupid. I mean, I wasn't stupid. When I was at the junior schools in the country, I wasn't stupid. But I went from there, straight to there, taking the 11 plus.
Yeah.
I never had any practice at anything, and I should imagine they did. I don't know. I don't know how it worked. But I never had anything. I just went from one to the other, and I had to take it in the hall one day. And I was never any good at maths anyway. Not that kind of maths.
Not algebra. Oh, we had this...
I could never remember how to do them. I mean, if somebody sort of sat with me and explained it to me, and then I could do it. I would do it then for that lesson. But after that, I couldn't remember again.
That's just like me, that is. If I get into a rhythm and someone gives me... I can do it then, but if I just see it on a page... think, oh, how do you do that?
I can never remember the formulas. Like your dad said, the formula for such and such a thing is so and so and that. But I could never remember it. So I was no good then because I couldn't remember it.
It was dead nice.
And then there was St. Joseph's, which was private.
There was only one in Redditch.
What, grammar school? Where was that?
Ulster Grammar.
Where?
Ulster.
Ulster?
Ulster.
That's in Ireland, Ulster.
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 It's in Ireland. That's not even in Redditch.
No, but it's where all the Redditch people went. If you were good enough.
No, I'm afraid I'm a bit sick.
If you weren't, you went to Studley High.
I was good at English. History. Sport.
You ought to try taking some of them, honestly. They're so easy, the exams are. That history. Oh, talk about easy.
Sport and...
You could do GCSE PE, Mum.
I don't think I could now. I could have done that for
me. You remind me, but you're like a bit what Joanne's like, except Joanne's better at maths and that. She's not very good at English. Like when they were doing Animal Farm, I had to explain all, like, that it was a parody of the Russian Revolution and everything, and she just sat there with her mouth open.
What did she go to see the other day that she read and was a load of rubbish?
Duke of thingy. It was on at the palace. It was Duke of. There's an advert for it in the paper the other day. Yeah. She didn't know it was an opera, you see.
That was an opera, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I didn't like to say anything.
Well, did she go from school?
Yeah.
Imagine Joanne watching the world.
But, you see, they would have been the most aggravating little gits there. Because as soon as they found out, they'd all started messing about then. For 3 hours it was on. Could you imagine sitting in there with them lot for 3 hours?
What about the teachers? Well, I'm going to talk to them.
Yes, but Mum, you're not a teacher at the Lees High. If you were, it'd probably be a bit different than it actually is. Dad said to me once that if he'd like been in charge of it, we'd have gone to the Lees, not St Augustine's.
Yeah, it would have been. Because he was on about that. Because Perksy said to him about it when we first came, and he said about, well, it was on about sending, and he said, oh, they go to the Catholic school, and he said, oh, the Catholic schools around here aren't very good, and the Lees and that's the best.
Yeah, well, he's all in with that, isn't he?
What a load of rubbish.
He's the flipping governor, isn't he? He's one of the governors.
Where?
Up there.
What, at the Lees? Not at the Lees, is it at Dingleside?
Well, he's with the Dingleside, but he's involved in the PTA there. He's bound to bull up his own place, isn't he? I mean, no one's going to say, oh, this high school's rubbish.
I don't think so. I don't, they're too big. That's what I don't like about
it. It's no bigger than our school.
Is it?
No.
It's not got the same discipline.
It's about the same, well, it's might just a little bit bigger than our school, about another 100 or something. But that's a drop in the ocean when you've got 700 there. That's like one in each class or something, you know, extra.
There's no discipline.
No discipline, eh?
Yeah, it was all about,
and then, like, we was on about, you know, like, we was talking all about the education system and everything in English. And you know I told you they were on about people changing at 11, and everyone else in the class wanted the 13 system except me. It's only because they're what they're used to.
Oh, yeah, it's what they're used to, what they always, yeah,
But I mean, but like I said, I mean, I went to the, like, I changed then. I mean, to be quite honest, I didn't like it.
What, the same
thing? No, I didn't. Never liked it. Whether that was because I knew we weren't going to be there, or, you know, I was only there 6 months.
You would have done eventually, you'd have got in alright, and it would have settled, wouldn't it?
I would have been alright if it was a bit more organised. I don't know, it never seemed quite very organised.
They sent it back. I thought the 12 was quite good, actually. I thought the 12, when they went up at 12, but then when they changed it back to the junior and infants, it was the 11, and it was a bit, I think, it, you know, 11 might be a fraction young. I think 12 is a reasonable age.
Well, you see, I was thrown from one teacher all the time, Miss all the time,
yeah,
to German, French, Latin, you know, proper algebra and all that kind of stuff, and it was, I think I would have been better if I had gone to Our Ladies.
I don't know, I mean, it would still been the same if you'd have gone to Our Ladies. It would have still been one
teacher,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I know, but...
Yeah, because they only went to see one teacher, I think it was there, didn't
they? I know, but that... At St. Hugh's, you're stuck in your little rut, aren't you? I mean,
the trouble is, you've got to be the eldest, and you were the eldest for such a long time.
I mean, we were the eldest for 5 years
there. Because you got to be the eldest, and then just at the time when you should have gone on and become the youngest, it changed, so you were the eldest all the time. Yeah. And that made the difference, didn't it?
That didn't particularly bother me. It was the regime, the sudden change in the regime.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would have got used to it.
And she was surprised that I was thick, was she?
What? Yeah, but you're not thick, are you?
She was surprised. Supposedly you two
are
getting all this brilliance from.
What?
Supposedly cleverness.
Supposedly. When I told Nicola the other day that you reckon I don't do enough work, she goes, "God, blimey." She was shocked, she was. Shocked.
Myself.
For his birthday.
No, well, I don't think that will go down
very well.
Don't you? No.
Well,
no, I'm nearly shocked, Mum. I was really going to do it, honest.
I don't think so, Helena.
What's that? What you do to me? Oh, my angel.
Shut me in there. Shut me in the closet. Hit me with your ribbon stick.
Hit me hard and hit me quick.
What?
6 o'clock.
What 6 o'clock? It's half six.
Oh, half six, that was it, yeah.
That's what it says on his little card.
Yes, because he was going to somewhere else.
Milk up. You couldn't believe me when I told her. She thought I was playing a joke.
What?
When I told her about this.
Mm-hmm.
I goes, I'm recording it for this thing. She goes, oh yeah, my beard. That's going, I am. But she didn't believe me. Can I have some sauce, please? There was definitely no chance of a walk that day. Bit of Jane Eyre there for you.
Yeah.
Whoops. What a culinary delight this is.
Mm.
What?
Indeed.
Indeed. What exciting lessons you do have today?
Nothing too exciting.
Well, I had, what did I have? Something, PE, maths, English and graphics, science, maths, English and graphics.
How come you're so interested in the 11 plus and everything?
Well, we're having a discussion about, whether it should be brought back. I said definitely not, because it makes rejects of people in society. And everyone went, what? So they're all doing my class. They're all thick. I can't believe it, like.
Well, they're all supposed to have got intelligent parents by the same sound as
they. No, not all of them. I was
sat
there and they went, who's planning to go on to university or education after 18? So I put on my hand, turned round, and fucking Stuart and Danny had put their hands up and I just went, oh god, they're going to do really well. And Terry, who hasn't got a brain cell to rub together.
Well, he's in your class, isn't he?
So... Oh, that boy. This is the one who said, I think we should be allowed to hit girls. He's too short planks does not describe this boy. Even Mick hates him. Was having this discussion about education. She goes, are you cynical about education, Terry? He goes, no. She goes, why? He goes, I don't know what cynical means. I said, oh no. And everyone in the class just cracked up. Sometimes you wonder whether he does it on purpose. He must do it on purpose, no one should be that safe.
How many was thinking of going on?
95%. But, like Vicky, who's got in her English folder, this is Vicky, she's got in her literature, she's got 9 A's and 1 B. And in her other, I don't know what she's got, 10 A's probably. And she's not going to. She wants to be a nurse.
Mm.
And she said, "Aren't you Vicky?" And she goes, "No, miss." You can't be a nurse till you're 18.
No, you can't go into student.
So, she's going to stay on, do A-levels, and then go into it.
Mm.
Because she might as well have some A-levels, just in case or whatever. But, I can understand that actually. She's being quite sensible about it. She said, "There's nothing else I want to do, and I might as well do something I enjoy." You know, you've only got one life, haven't you, when it comes down to it.
That's what she wants to do.
Like, her dad says to her, "Why don't you be a doctor?" And she doesn't want to. You know, she wants to be in a hospital and that. She doesn't want to end up in general practice.
Well, she doesn't necessarily have to end up in general practice.
No, but...
I mean, for the first year, she won't be in. If she goes into students, she'll be in college.
I know, but... it won't take as long for her to get there as it will if she becomes a doctor.
Oh, no. 3 years into a student.
Mm.
But then you get on-hand experience, right? Hands-on, I should say, not on-hand.
Okay.
Learning how to clean bedpans and make beds and things like that.
Pretty much sick. That's her favourite job, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. I thought of being that once, but I wouldn't mind it in the wards, but I wouldn't want to be in an operating theatre. I don't know why. Because blood don't put me off or anything, but...
you do have to go into the theatre for so long, I think.
Mm.
But then you can specialise, you see. I mean, some nurses go into the theatre all the time once they're qualified.
Yeah.
I think they do have to go in. You have to go into each area.
But, I mean, I don't mind the blood or whatever. And if they were doing little things, I could handle it. But like on that operation that woman was having the other day, and they cut her open, then they just pulled.
Oh, they do.
And that's the thing that makes me wretch. It's not the cutting, it's when they just pull it apart.
Oh,
and
what
all
are you
it
gonna do?
Rips. Oh, they could have cut it.
They do cut it.
No, they cut the skin and then they just pulled it apart.
Yeah, because it's not like that underneath. If they didn't pull it apart, if they cut down. If they cut down with a knife, then they could cut into something, couldn't they?
Oof.
It could be dangerous. So you open up the top and then the other parts. The lining.
Oh. Yeah, but what they ripped was all fat. All the fat. Ooh.
Yeah, but you see, you've got all the other things in down underneath. Well, I mean, if you started going in with a knife and you started cutting them, I mean, you could cut an artery or anything, couldn't you? Which could be a bit nasty, you know.
Thank you. I was listening to myself on that. Mm. Oh, it's my laugh vial or what?
And my voice.
Sounds so idiotic.
That's because you be a country yokel.
I'm not a country yokel. Crime Watch virtually. And what did I do? No one watches it.
Granddad wasn't on it, it was the place where
they lived. So? I go to Vicky, did you watch it? She goes, no, why? I go, oh, the bloke who lived next door to my granddad got bludgeoned to death. And she goes, oh, did you know him? I goes, yeah. I was getting pleased with all this ball.
Though, if it is a, you know, serial killer.